an increasingly ice-free Arctic Ocean. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. It's a challenge for news media to keep up with the impact of climate change on the Arctic.
Scientists studying the Arctic say it is warming twice as fast as the rest of the planet.
And in Alaska, it's worse. They're moving an entire village.
There are constantly new findings about such topics as the rapidly melting polar sea ice.
We are pretty much headed for a seasonally ice-free Arctic Ocean sometime this century. Could be 20, 30 years from now, maybe more than that.
National Snow and Ice Data Center Director Mark Serez says the extent of Arctic sea ice is shrinking by about 13% per decade. This year, the center recorded the lowest extent of wintertime sea ice formation since it began gathering satellite data in 1981. Serez says the amount of sea ice melting this summer will come close but probably won't break the record set in 2012. He says the sea ice retreat probably was accelerated by a couple of weather-related factors, El Niño and the blob.
This blob of warm water off the west coast of North America, and it's been sitting there for quite a while. And that actually looks like it was at least partly responsible for some of the crazy winter weather.
Serez says it appears the blob has contributed to a distortion of the jet stream over North America, bringing unusually warm air into the Arctic and cold air to the Midwest and East Coast. And it's helped open up waters to the northwest of Alaska.
The biggest summer losses we've seen are actually in the Chukchi Seas. Right now, it looks like clear sailing up there.
That may be good news for shipping companies that would benefit from moving their goods through shorter Arctic routes free of ice in the summer, like the sea route that passes through the Chukchi, connecting Asia to Europe.
The northern sea route appears to be pretty much open.
The northern sea route cuts the distance of shipping from Shanghai to Rotterdam by about 40%. Serez says the other major sea route that passes to the north of Canada, the Northwest Passage, remains clogged with ice this year. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says that route may be ice-free in the summer by 2050.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.